I
Yeah.
guess you can see it.
Okay, now we can see. It's
Let me
nothing
put it.
formal.
Yeah,
Yeah.
just 1 second.
That's good.
Okay,
Thanks.
thanks.
All right,
Yeah,
so
okay.
Kay is going to talk about a lens-based physics analysis assistant at Bestree. And so, yeah, just give it away.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for organizing this event. And so I'll talk about what we are doing at Base3. So we want to use the large language model to build an analysis assistant. We call it DocSci, and I will explain to you why we have this name later. Okay, so the final goal of this project is to use the LLM to build a virtual robot system, so which can analyze the high energy physics experimental data automatically. And so the general way is to use the LLM to build several agents, and each agent is designed to work on one kind of task. And in general, so they can work together and solve and do a complex task. And so we started from the Bayes-3 experiment because the analysis is, it's a lepton collider, and the analysis is much simpler than that at CMS or ATLAS. But in principle, we can also easily expand it to other experiments. And so first, I will show you the reason why we want to the LLM to do it. And yeah, I know I think all of you are familiar with the analysis, so I will skip this part, but just want to tell you that the lots of we do have lots of human computer interactions when we do the analysis, do the physics analysis. And this kind of work, yeah, in future it can be replaced by using the LLM. Once we have the good LLM, of course. Because the current, but even now, then the LLM is very good at the text or code generation, and in principle, we can start to do something to build some system, so it can help us to work on some simple task automatically. And the key of this project is how we can let the LLM know the or understand the experimental related knowledge. By knowledge, I mean how to do the physics analysis, how to call some tools, and how to write the domain codes. So how to model the analysis on the whole physics analysis. So that's the most difficult part for the for this project. And the current AI or current LLM is the precision is not acceptable if we want it to do some real things. And one of the reason is that it do not understand or do not have such kind of knowledge. And so we start it from the lepton collider experiment, and we want to embed the analysis knowledge into the LLM. And here is just a short introduction of Bayes-3, and I think most of you are not familiar with this experiment. So this one is an experiment like a lepton collider, and we do have the highest luminosity around the 4 or 3 GeV. And so this year we have an upgrade, and after this upgrade we expect to have a 3 times higher luminosity. So there is actually a rich physics programs at Bayes-3. So it's different with SMS or ATLAS. It's a kind of a tall charm factory. And we have lots of studies on the hadrons, on the exotic hadrons. And so up to now, we have more than 300 people working on this experiment and have published so hundreds of physics analysis, which is good for the analysis modeling. And I will show you why. Okay, so here this page just show you how what we want from the LM or how the LM can help us. And because it's good at the text or code generation, but the data we have, the experimental data, I mean the rules for this data is totally different with the language. So we cannot use the LM directly to analyze the data, but we can use it as a driver or as a robot to config or to drive the whole workflow. And the whole workflow, I mean, I think you're familiar with it. We just use the current tools, but we use the LM to write the text because when we're talking about the procedure, the tools, the workflows here, the steps between these two workflows are kind of a text or code, and this can be generated by the LM, by the DocSide. And so we have formed this project 2 years ago, and we built the multiple AI agents system above the large language model, and to automate the whole data analysis workflow. And it's similar to the self-driving, but of course, I think it's more difficult than the self-driving. It's possible actually, because in future, I mean, in next few years, I think the LM will have a big step forward. And for us, the one of the main thing we need to prepare or we need to do now is to investigate the way to model the workflow or the knowledge embedding so that we can let the LM know or understand the knowledge or the logics between behind the data analysis. Okay, so we have this project. The name is DocSci, so it's short for Doc Science and or Dr. Cyber in Chinese, and I do like this name because eventually we do want it to behave like a doctor to work on the physics analysis. And the current DocSci project is it's built based on the AutoGen framework from the Microsoft, so it's a multiple agents framework. And each agent, so we have the dedicated LM, and we also have a dedicated memory. By memory, we are using the IJ to store some internal data. And we also fine-tuned our own version of LM. Our name is Xiwu. Version 2 is fine-tuned on Llama 3. And now we are preparing a new version of this LM. And in the meantime, we're also investigating the approach to build a better LM. For example, to build a new one based on the DeepSeek using the reinforcement learning. So in general, the LM is switchable and easily switched. And for most of the task or for most of the result, I'm going to show later. So the results are based on the GPT or DeepSeek. Okay, so here is the timeline for this project. And at last year, at last June, so we have released it the first version of DocSci. And it's kind of a demo, only used to test the feasibility. So we have a chatbot, and we can have the internal data as the IJ vector store. And it's actually capable of doing some very, very small tasks like writing small MC generator configurations. And now we are upgrading to the version 2. And for the version 2, we expect it can automate or can do the workflow up to from the user's query to the preliminary unit selection part. And for this part, we already have some good result, and we expect it to release it at the end of this month. So, unfortunately, so this time I cannot show you the current result. And at next few years, and we also have made a plan, and we have a good funding from the some funding agency to work on it. And now we have 20 people in our working group. To work on it. Okay, so that's the general timeline. And here I will show you the one of the key part of this project, which is the analysis modeling. So it's different with other modelings, other machine learning applications at CMS or Atlas. And for this, for the DocSci, what we want to model is how we analyze or how we do physics analysis. And the current LM is it
I think we lost you. Seems like there is an internet connection problem. Start the recording. Yeah,
Oh,
that's great. Okay. All right, thank you. Yeah, just please go ahead.
okay. Yeah, thanks. So the experience we gain from our development is that the current LM is not reliable. So we have to make a new thing to constrain. What we are doing is to develop a domain-specific language, so which is kind of a new language to show how we. What's the analysis procedures? But the bad thing is that we have to do it by our own, by manually, I mean. So the current Bas-3 has more than 600 physics analysis, and we have to prepare 600 kind of a data set by our own. So it will take some time. And so this kind of data is can be served as a guide to the LM to the doc side, and in this way it can works well, can works better. Okay, so page 10 is the IEG, and I think the previous two speakers already mentioned about it, so I will skip this part. And for our multi-agent system, so we for now we developed several agents, and each one agent is designed for one kind of a specific task. And we have a host to communicate with human and also communicate with all the other agents. And we have a planner to decompose the complex task into simple tasks. And we have a coder which can write the C++ or Python code. And the tester will be used to test, to do a unit test, and also to execute the code from coder. And so that's how this the multi agent system work. And so when user ask a question to the host, so it will sync and will select the next agent and pass the necessary message to this agent, and then it will also evaluate the messages from the previous agent. And now we are trying to test a better definition of the agents and also the better logics, the interaction logics. We have a simple web UI, but now it's in upgrading. So the current status of DocSci is that we are preparing the version 2 of DocSci, and it's expected to be released at the end of this month. And for this version, we will have a better. I mean, every components are upgraded, and the main thing is that we have the DSL to make the result from the LM more reliable, and we're also building an evaluation system and benchmarks. So because for the new doc site for the version 2, we don't have any public result, and this time I only show you some result we got 1 year ago. And that's the one result from the DocSci on how to decompose the complex task into simple tasks. That will skip the details. And this one is how it can be served as an assistant. So we can ask it question one question, and it can do a search in the IEG and can conclude correctly. Okay, so here is our experience by developing the DocSci. So the key of this pro the key part or the most difficult part is how we do the knowledge representation and embedding, how we let the LM know this kind of knowledge. And the current solution is to interpret the analysis procedures into DSL manually. And for the next, we will align the DSL with the tools and also the codes. And we'll also try to interpret the analysis procedure as a Markov chain as you can use the reinforcement learning to build a new LLM. And of course, in the meanwhile, we are also discussing with other groups or companies to see if there is a better way to do it. Okay, so let me summarize quickly. And yeah, so for the LLM, for us, so in addition to a chatbot, so we can also use it to automate the analysis. And a demo of this kind of work, the DocSci version 1 looks good. And so that's why we put many efforts to develop the DocSci version 2, and it will be ready very soon. And for this version, so we can hope it to automate the workflow. So the user can ask or can freeze the physics channels like the Higgs 2BB or other channels to it, and you will want to work it at CMS or Atlas. And then the DocSci will write the C++ code, will submit jobs, will write the plotting code, and do a very, very simple preliminary selections. And that's what we will achieve by the end of this month. And and we also have a machine learning collaboration at IHAB to push the AI for health studies. And it's very welcome to discuss or collaborate on any of these efforts. Okay, so that's all from my side. Thank you, and sorry again.
That's okay. Thank you again for your talk. That's really interesting. Maybe we have time for one question, if anyone has one, from the audience. Yeah, I see Daniel has one. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks very much. This is really, really cool. I'm very jealous of how much effort you put in here. The DSL idea, do you have some kind of concrete understanding of how much the DSL improves versus like unstructured approach?
Yeah. So we are still developing the evaluation system. So we don't have the correct numbers, but from the by eyes, so we can see if we do not have the DSL, the LLM, then the results is not reliable. It sometimes it can pick up the wrong agents, and sometimes it can write very, very bad codes. But once we have the DSL, in general, it improves a lot, I would say. But we do not have the exact numbers.
Okay, no, that sounds promising.
All right, so let's thank Kay again. And we move to the second session of this workshop. So we start with Nikhil. I think he's connected.